everybody. I know it's been a while since I have done a podcast, since I've done all of these things. Okay. I was live on TikTok and I wanted to get this podcast out. I wanted to say this thing on TikTok live, and I'm still currently live at the moment. So if anyone does have questions, let me know. But literally 10 seconds into doing this, I was like, I should really record this as a podcast and I should really get this up and just do a podcast, because I know that it has been fucking forever since I've actually posted one. So this podcast itself, if you're just listening to it and you're not TikTok live or whatever, it may feel a little bit weird or disjointed or something like that. Let me just move this. It may feel a little bit disjointed because I had no intention of actually doing this podcast until literally 30 seconds ago because of TikTok. So anyway, here we go. The thing that I wanted to bring up on TikTok live, and I suppose also here as well, is how to never fail again. Because I'm running through Simply Happy and Healthy and honestly using that for ideas for content, because I run out of ideas all the goddamn time. And one of the modules that is in there, people that have done Simply Happy Healthy will obviously know this, but how to never fail again. It's super common because everyone has done those programs before, where it is unlimited HIIT sessions, 1200 calorie meal plans, and here's your extensive shopping list that looks like fucking nothing I've ever bought in my life, ever. And I have to go to 6 different stores to get this. Are you kidding me? Everyone has done those type of programs where it's lose a kilo in a week and basically you're unhappy. So lose as much weight as you possibly can. And then once you've done that, we're going to hype you the fuck up as much as we possibly can. And even though you'll still be unhappy on the inside, your body has changed and your weight has gone down. So you should be happy. Everyone's done those type of programs before. That's why they're burnt out, unhappy, and stressed and overwhelmed and confused as to how do I lose weight but actually keep it off. I 100% understand where you're coming from, because that's why I've made Simply Happy and Healthy. I'm probably going to reference that a lot because I'm in the week of the launch for it. That's why I've made this program, because everyone has done those shit programs before. And honestly, the thing that pissed me off about the industry was how broke it is. And I used to be that shit coach. I used to be that bro coach. I used to be that dude who was screaming calorie deficit from the fucking sky, picking whatever building I could get because I was depressed. And then I figured out, hey, being at the top of this building, holy shit, that went dark quick. Being at the top of this building, instead of trying to reach the ground as quick as I can, one thing I could do is start screaming about, hey, come join me for personal training or coaching. That could be a really fun idea. So I started doing that instead. The problem was I was within 20 months out of university and I didn't know what I didn't know. And I knew absolutely fuck all. Dogs are going off in the background now. If you can hear that, I'm sorry. I knew absolutely nothing. And that's one of the annoying things about it, is I had the ego, I had the confidence, and I had, I suppose, a natural charisma about me. Even though I don't know how this works, I'm assuming it's some sort of ADHD type of thing, but I am socially awkward and naturally anxious as shit. I've lost jobs because of panic attacks and refusing to go in because, oh my God, I cannot deal with that right now. I've literally lost jobs for that. Looking back, I'm like, oh, just fucking go. And I have that terrible advice about myself. Stop being a pussy, just fucking go. But at the time, I thought I was having a fucking heart attack. I thought I was gonna die. I thought people could hear my thoughts. I thought this was it, this is how I go down. And I slept most of the days away. And that's how I basically got out of that. And then eventually found the gym. You know, my old story of 60 minutes of crying for a 57-second gym session. And then it got better, and then it got better and better and better. And over the course of the next year, I went from my first session being 57 seconds and freaking out and running back to my car and crying. I went from that to obviously where I am now. 6 months later, it was, okay, I can do an hour on the treadmill. I can do an hour on the bike. Fan-fucking-tastic. 6 months after that, I started using machines. And then it slowly got more and more progressed as I bought a templated workout program. Was it sustainable? Fuck no. But I wasn't looking for sustainable. I was looking for how do I not be depressed anymore and give me something to aim for. Those programs are amazing for doing that. For here's a thing that you have to do, just go fucking do it. And that's really what we're looking for. The thing is, if you keep doing those, you're going to get stuck. and you're going to hit a point where you burn out. And the only information that you have of how do I lose weight is the 1200 calories, the workout like this, the just do these things and it'll work. The annoying thing is you have to start asking questions like why and how and what. Like, you have to just ask questions in general. As you ask more questions, you'll get better at asking the right questions and asking better questions. But you just have to start asking questions and you just have to find something different. Because if all the knowledge that we have at the moment is quote unquote what was wrong, then how in the sweet fuck are we ever going to get to what is right if we don't test it, if we don't ask questions, if we don't challenge it? We're not. We're just going to sit here. We're going to stay here forever. And that's why a lot of people feel like they fail, because when they start a program, when they do whatever, they've just got those programs they've done in the past as references, as experience for, oh, I went over my calories and last time that happened, my coach yelled at me, or last time that happened, I gained weight, or I did this, or the weigh-in was the next day and I completely fucked up. Or, you know, maybe every so often you have someone or a coach or a trainer or a gym or a program, whatever it is going to be, that will actually encourage that to go, hey, maybe this weekend, don't track calories. Maybe this weekend, don't worry about fucking anything and just have fun, relax, rest, do whatever. But that's not the experience of people that often end up working with me. And I suppose everything in Simply Happy Healthy, I say this course because I've got it up in front of me and I go to say that every time, but no one knows what I'm really talking about. But I suppose by the end of this podcast or by the fourth fucking mention, you'd be like, we get it, Trav. We know that it's that. But just in case, again, because I've got TikTok live here, people are joining late. They then know what's going on. A lot of people feel like they fail because I've got no script, no idea what the fuck I'm talking about, so I'm going off the cuff here. A lot of people feel like they fail because of their past experiences. And the first module that I'm talking about in Simply Happy Healthy is purely about, how do you avoid that? How do you set yourself up? Like, where the fuck is module one? How to set and find your intention. It doesn't have to be a 5-year plan. It doesn't have to be, this is my purpose here in life. It's none of that shit. It's, apart from weight loss, put that aside. It's inevitable that you are going to lose weight, because it just is. It's one of those things that everyone comes to me for. Hey, I want to lose weight, but I don't want to say I want to lose weight, because every time I've focused on losing weight, it's ended up feeling pretty crap and burning out and crashing and putting all the weight back on. So I go, awesome. We're going to lose weight. It's inevitable. So we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to focus on it. We don't have to put extensive, obsessive amount of energy into it. So let's just put it in a fucking bottle for right now. It is inevitable that you will lose weight if you do shit that makes you feel good. So let's yeet that fucking bottle into the ocean. It's going to be a fun time getting that back. But let's yeet it into the ocean for right now. Weight loss aside, what do you want? What are you here for? What would you like to achieve through coaching? What would you like to overcome? What is the life that you would like to live? There's heaps of different questions to get the same answer, which is basically, what do you really want? Tell me what you want. What you really, really want. And hopefully they tell me what they want, what they really, really want. And when they tell me what they want, what they really, really want, I go, eh. And then we eventually come together and we have a plan that helps them get what they want. How the fuck was that? Put me in Deadpool. We have to come up with a plan that works for them. And we have to give them advice and personalize stuff that works for you. I don't know why I say them as if you're a professional with me. You might be. Who the fuck knows? I've had PTs that have done Simply Happy and Healthy. And they go, holy crap, this is awesome. I get to put this all into practice for myself, but then also can give it back to my clients as well. Which has also led me down the route of I've just started creating a mentorship program. So that's going to be fun as well. But if you feel like you're always failing, then stop doing the same things. Stop approaching it with that same mindset. Have a different intention for the next time that you want to lose weight. Put it aside. Put it to the side just for now. Because every time you have put weight loss at the top of the pyramid, at the absolute priority thing that you have to achieve, you've burnt out. And it's led to you being more unhappy. And that's not what we're here for. That's not what life is about. Chasing goals that don't make any fucking sense, so that we can tell people on social media that, hey, I did this thing. Or we can tell people, yeah, I've lost weight, it's going pretty well. No one will say or ask, how are you feeling? Because that's an uncomfortable conversation. No one wants to have uncomfortable conversations. And if you've lost weight in the past, or if you have lost weight and people are going through this, they'll go, oh my God, you look amazing. They comment on what they can see. And I've learned that it's obviously a pretty shit thing to do. Obviously, if you dress up to the fucking nines and you're like, oh my God, I'm feeling myself, then absolutely go for it. But commenting on someone's body is not okay. But no one ever asks, how are you feeling? And, you know, if it's a stranger or an acquaintance or something like that, very rare that you will get that. But for myself, it's one of the top questions that I ask every fucking day. I was about to say every week, but every day I ask clients, how are you feeling? How'd you go this weekend? Oh, I did blah, 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 blah. Okay, cool. How are you feeling? That's what it all comes back to. Because you want to lose weight because you feel like shit. You want to do these things and achieve these goals because you want something else, because you feel like you need something else. If you look at most of the goals that people set, they are built around their insecurities. That's where goals come from. I'm tired of being fat because I'm insecure about it and I don't want to take my shirt off at the beach. That's me, obviously. Not gonna, unless you go to a nudie beach, then fantastic. But for me, I don't want to go to the gym and take, I don't want to go to the beach and take my top off because I'm self-conscious about my body. I don't want to do that shit. So instead of saying, that's what I want to do, I go, I want to get shredded as fuck. I want to lose weight. I want to look like a bodybuilder. I want a six pack. I want these things. And then because we focus on, I want a six pack. I want to lose weight. I want these things. That replaces the priority of, I want to feel good in my body. I don't want to feel like crap when I take my shirt off at the beach. Because depending on how old you are, but because that was my goal when I was 17. At 17, I'm not exactly going to go, I want to feel more confident and comfortable within my skin. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go, I want to get shredded as fuck. And it didn't work out because the more lean that I got, the more depressed that I got. And when I was like, that's really weird how that works. And then the more I learned about nutrition and mental health and the gut and just my brain and how it works, the more that I reached out to doctors and nutritionists and dietitians and other people and bodybuilders and everyone who knew some sort of idea as to what they were talking about in relation to nutrition and mental health, the more I learned, oh, the longer you're in a calorie deficit for and the leaner that you get, the more depressed you get, the more upset that you get. And it's one of those really weird things because I thought as I got leaner, as I got the six pack and looked a particular way, I'd be super happy. I was never more miserable in my life than when I was lean as fuck. Getting up was a struggle. When I was lean, I was as depressed as when I was actually clinically depressed and it felt the exact same, but I looked a bit better. So, you know, that yes is one step above being depressed because instead of being depressed and fat, now I'm depressed and lean. Awesome. That is one step forward, but I still don't want to be here. So maybe I should do something to focus on that. Then I started going to therapy and things got a bit better. And by a bit better, I mean a lot better. Look at the fucking life I'm living. If you have the right intention, sorry, I'm going to rephrase that. Take that, strike that from the record, Margaret. I'm assuming there's a Margaret somewhere taking note of everything I'm saying. If not, someone hire Margaret. If you have the intention that feels the best for you, I'm going to say that because I've had clients go through this before for module one, how to find and set your intention. And even that language there of find the right intention, they got caught up on, oh fuck, well, how do I find the right intention? Is it the right one? Is it the wrong one? Should I be doing this? Is the intention for long-term or is it right now? It's like, don't worry about that. Just why do you want to lose weight? Well, because of, you know, I want to be fit and healthy. Okay. Go a little bit deeper than that. Why do you want to be fit and healthy? What is it going to do for you? What is it going to do for you personally? How is it going to change your life? How is it going to make things different? How is it going to do all of these things that would improve your life personally, apart from the fucking scales? How will that help you? That's what we're trying to get to. And almost no one has said that before when they're trying to lose weight, improve their life or body or whatever, or just get healthy and be happier in some sort of way. No one's ever really done that. It's also very hard to do that because most people have the all or nothing perfectionism tendencies, exactly like me. Who would have fucking thought? If you've got the all or nothing, we want our life to be better now. We want to know all the goals and everything as to what it's going to take, A through Z, and then bring fucking alpha and omega and all that back in as well. Every alphabet you could ever conceive of, I want to know how all of that works. And then by the time I know how it all works and think that I'm going to be more comfortable knowing all of that, it overwhelms me. Fuck, I've got to go from here all the way through 19 million different alphabets. Are you kidding me? I can't be fucked. It's easier to just sit back and play video games instead. So what we do instead is we lean into curiosity. What if I went to the gym and didn't eat a whole bag of chips today? I don't know. All right, well, let's find out. Let's go do it. The next day I wake up. Okay. You know, it would have been good to have some chips there, but, you know, I'm not waking up feeling like crap because I've had a whole bag. Plus, I went to the gym and I suppose I got it done. It takes a while for that, like, oh, I went to the gym. Fantastic. I feel so amazing. People get really disheartened. Sorry, little sidetrack here. People get disheartened when they go to the gym and they don't get that endorphin rush that everyone talks about. And you have to get your heart rate up to a particular point to get that endorphin rush, or something to be incredibly fucking heavy, and then you lift it because your heart rate would obviously go up. But to get that endorphin rush, you need to stress yourself to the point of holy fuck. And if the heart rate is up, we're stressed enough, we're getting sweaty, we're doing that thing, and it goes, haha, we're dying, and it'll give us a little endorphin rush. But if you go to the gym, you're on your phone majority of the time for 5 minutes between sets, and you just do your set. That was kind of heavy. Yep, I did it. 15 minutes of cardio, done. If you're going in with that energy, I'm going to tell you fucking what you're going to get. You're going to keep that energy and have that energy for when you end the session. Because you're going in, it's done. And if it is done, then fantastic. You did it. If that's all the energy you've got for today, smashed it. You still did it. Make sure at the end of the session, though, you give yourself credit for, oh, I did it. Okay, well, I'm glad that's done. I'm glad I've done it for today. Pick something good out of it. But I know a lot of people get disheartened when they go to the gym. And I say it, I go to the gym because it makes me feel good. I'm not saying I go to the gym and I get a massive endorphin rush. Sometimes I do because I'm lifting heavy shit. But that's maybe one or two sessions a month. I'm not going to the gym and every time I go there, getting all the endorphins in the world. I go because I know if I don't, I'll feel shit and I'll feel worse. So I'm here at the moment at mid-level. And if I don't go to the gym, that's going to drop a bit through the day. If I do go to the gym, it'll raise me up a little bit, and then I'll start to come down during the day. If I go to the gym and have a shit session and I stay exactly where I am, then hey, I still put my body through that stress. The muscles are still going to get something. My heart is still going to get something. I still got it for the day. It's probably going to improve mental health in some sort of way. It's overall healthier for me to go do that. And even if it was a bad session and I feel like I didn't get anything from it, it's better than not doing anything and starting lower because I know that if I don't go, it's going to make me feel like crap. It's going to make me feel worse. It doesn't have to be a massive endorphin rush and this epiphany every single goddamn time. It can just be something that is, I do it because I like it. And some days I don't like it, but I still do it because it helps me. And I know that if I don't go, it's a slippery slope to starting a habit of not going. And I say it to clients all the time, the biggest thing that we're trying to do here is just keep the habit alive. We want to have the habit of having habits. It can be that simple, like, oh, okay, well, I need to go to the gym because it's what I do. I need to meal prep because it's what I do. Because most people, I get comfy in my chair, most people didn't get to the position that they are of wanting or needing to change their life or lose weight or do something to improve their life. They didn't get there by doing things that they enjoy, or maybe they did, but maybe a bit too much, but they didn't get there doing the things that make them happier and healthier by having awesome habits, by having healthy habits, by having good habits. They most likely got there unintentionally of, oh, I can't be bothered today. Oh, I'll start on Monday. And just putting it off. Because if you gain or lose 100 grams per week, that's 5.2 kilos in a year. And if you put 5 years back to back, there's 25 kilos, 26 kilos. So 100 grams per week is going to be inconceivable to the human eye. It's what, 15, 17, 18 grams per day, no fucking way are we going to see that. But if it slowly trends in that direction, you know, in 5 years, do you want to be 25 kilos up or 25 kilos down, depending on what weight you've got to lose or gain? But we get to the point because of insignificant steps. If you can't be bothered, cool. Feels insignificant today to keep putting it off. It feels insignificant for today. If you go to the gym, it's insignificant. You're not going to change your life on one gym session. If you sign up for Simply Happy Healthy and you do 1 week, it's going to be insignificant. It'll help. It'll give you some things that you can do and put into your life. And, you know, obviously, hopefully it motivates you and you keep staying. But, well, and you keep going on with it, I should say. But doing things feel insignificant on that day, which is typically why we want those massive instant gratifications. We want to tick the boxes. We want to have the all or nothing for, I need to do this because I need to know that I'm doing it right. I need to know that this is what I need to do and that this is moving in the direction that I want to. And if it doesn't go the way that we want to, then we feel like we're failing and everything and all that effort that we put in was worthless and hopeless and it was pointless. Why the fuck would I keep putting in that effort if it's not going the way that I want to? If you can go into curiosity, it'll help you get away from all or nothing. It'll change fucking everything. Yes, I'm looking at it because I've got Simply Happy Healthy up in front of me. Module 3, how to never fail again. That's all or nothing versus curiosity. That video itself was a whole lot of therapy, and it's in a 34 minute video. And yes, I've got written captions for it all down there, so you don't have to watch it, but it's all broken down in text if you want to do that instead. You can also listen to them as podcasts, is what someone said was really handy for them, because I would get this video up if this was me going through my own site and looking at this in a completely unbiased way. I would look at the wall of text and go, fuck that. I'm not reading that. I would look at the video that I've made. I would look at the video and go, okay, 35 minutes. All right, let's do this. I'd hit play, and then probably 4 or 5 minutes in, I would already have it closed and be doing something else. I would already be trying to do something else because watching a video feels like it's, even though I'm learning something, it feels pointless. It feels like I could be using my time better. So what most people have done, and what I do when I do these things as well, is turn it into a podcast. I just play it in the background, and then when something hits my brain, I go, oh, fuck, hang on, go back to that. Go back a minute. What was that? And then I watch it and take notes on that. If you are someone that is just blessed with the ability to focus and to just sit there and watch a video and take notes, then fuck, this program is, it's going to change your fucking life. But if you're like me and you struggle to focus and you have the all or nothing and you want good results and you want quick results and you want perfectionism to come into play, you don't want it to, but it does. If you have all of those things, doing it that way will make it a hell of a lot easier. And I've built this program for that person in mind, for basically me in mind. For I've done programs where it's just memberships and stuff in the past, and it feels like I've wasted my money. It feels like I've just signed up to the coach, given them a bunch of money and said, hey, I'm struggling. And they go, well, watch this video and then that next one will make sense. I'm like, well, I was actually asking for some fucking help instead of just watch the videos. And I go and watch the videos and I go, nope, didn't answer my questions. I'm now more confused. What does this mean? Did you watch it? Yes, I fucking watched it, all right? I watched it. It's there. I've seen your video. Now I'm asking for some help. And they go, yeah, so what part of the video did you get confused with? I don't know. The whole thing, maybe? Run me through that. Run me through the whole video. Make it work for me. I've built this program for, or online course if you're feeling naughty. I've built this with that experience in mind multiple times. That's why there's no lock-in contract. That's why it's, at the moment, cheap as fuck for founding members. And if people are watching, use code FOUNDING100, all uppercase, all one word, FOUNDING100. And, well, if you're listening as well, if you use that at checkout, that will be your price for the rest of your life. Even if you sign up and you do 2 months and then you go, I'm done. 2 years later, you want to come back, you get that same price because you've got the code that will work for your account. That's how it's going to work because you're a founding member / were a founding member. So that's the deal that's happening at the moment. but that is only up until October 6th because we start on October 7th. That's when everything kicks off. So what I was talking about there was the all or nothing versus the curiosity to get away from that. And there's, I feel like I could just talk for fucking ever with everything that's on Simply Happy and Healthy. It's, I need to find an alliteration for it because SHH sounds weird. Shh is, just feels like I'm telling you to shut up. But honestly, I could talk about this forever. And I've got a 30-minute video where I actually ran through every goddamn thing. Went for a lot longer than I thought. But I sort of went a bit ham on that one. I went, this video does this by doing this. And this video does this by doing this. Did that for literally everything. So if you want to know exactly what's in it, message me and let me know. I'll send you the link for the Loom video that I did that is 29 minutes long that ran you through everything that is in Simply Happy and Healthy. But yeah, so if you feel like you're failing, set a better intention. Move into the curiosity instead of the all or nothing. And yeah, I suppose that's one of the big things that I wanted to get across. Stop doing the same shit that you've always done because it's obviously not working. And if you go, well, it did work. Are you happy? No. Well, did it work then? It's one of the, and I get it as well because in my mind I go, well, yeah, it did work because it lost weight. It helped you lose weight, which is the programs and shit that people have done. It's Jesus Christ. And even at the timestamp that I'm on at this video, wow. Instead of needing to lose 10 kilos in 12 weeks or completely revamp your entire personality and lifestyle in 84 days, it puts you in a position of trial and error your way through different strategies to find what works. That's the paused video that I'm at the moment for how to never fail again in Simply Happy and Healthy. That's fucking crazy. That's like 33 minutes in. Anyway, meant to be, I guess. What was I talking about? It was definitely something. The programs, that's what it was. The programs and stuff that you've done in the past have taught you to lose weight. And you know how to lose weight. That's why that's not your issue anymore. Your issue... oh my God. Your issue is, how do I find shit that makes me happy while being able to lose weight? When I'm done losing weight, or I can't be fucked losing weight anymore, or I just want to have a break from this massive deficit that I'm in, or whatever deficit that you're in, how do I do that? How do I go from on a diet, off a diet, to I'm losing weight while doing things that I like by just living a lifestyle that I enjoy? And how do I increase food and decrease food based on what I feel like I need in this moment? That is a way better approach to improving your life. And that's what I'm trying to get at. So you're probably going to hear me talk a lot about Simply Happy and Healthy because it's honestly, it is everything that I have been working for and towards and put together in nearly a decade of coaching. And seeing it all together, I was hoping that I would get, yeah, it's good, but it could be improved in this way. Or it's not too bad. Like I liked how it did this one particular thing or these two, three particular things. But the 9 people that tested Simply Happy and Healthy for me, they're in their last week at the moment. They finish when we launch the membership officially. Every module that has come back, every video has come back with glowing reviews. Some people got a bit teary watching some of the videos because of how hard that it hit them personally, of asking the tough questions and seeing content and questions and things that they haven't really seen before. It is crazy the feedback that I'm actually getting. And it feels surreal that this is the program that is now in the world. It's live. It's here. And honestly, it blows my mind that I can even put this together because I watch some of the videos and I'm like, fuck, I didn't know I knew that. That's actually really smart. How did I know that? Everything that is in here is everything I've been working towards my entire life. And there's more that I'm going to be adding to it. And obviously, if you have a membership, you'll get access to all of that as it goes on. But even that, one of the more important things is actually having access to live coaching. Because like I said before, I've made this program with my crappy experiences with just membership sites in the past. And that's why I didn't want it to be just a membership site to be like, hey, go watch this video. That's why I wanted this to be something. And I sort of made this deal. I'm going to say deal. I made this deal with myself that if I ever were to have a program like this, where it is membership site based, I suppose, that I need to find a way to have live coaching. I need to find a way to actually help people connect with them and make sure that they're not just watching stuff and then forgetting it 2 days later. And they feel like they're connecting with someone and they can connect with someone, as opposed to, hey, I bought this course and I watched this video. It was awesome because I don't have to fucking do anything except put all the videos together and obviously make amazing, valuable content masterclasses. And that's what I've done. But it would still feel lackluster to me if I didn't have something in the background to be able to help personalize it for people. Because I feel like I'm that person that can learn anything. I'm that person that can learn anything, but it'll take me fucking ages. It'll take me, I don't know how long, to be able to understand it, run through it 6 times over. Can you explain it to me in a different way? Can you do this? Can you do that? I have to get things in very particular order to go, oh, okay, I get it. I understand it now. And that's why I didn't want to just have videos and text to just go, this is what I mean, so go do it. Because the type of coaching that I have, the program, like Unfuck Yourself, that transformation 101 program that I do, that for the past 7 years, eight, no, hang on, 6 years that I've actually had it and it being called Unfuck Yourself, for the past 6 years, everyone has sort of comes in with like, so what is it? Is it meal plans? Is it this? I'm like, I don't fucking know. It's whatever you need. If you want to do 3 days of workouts at home, I'll make that for you. If you want 4 days at the gym, I'll do that for you. If you message me and say, hey, I've got a bad knee, I can't do this, I'll change that for you. If you don't want to do, I've had clients in the past where they've bought the entire program and they haven't done the email check-ins, the workouts that they get, and the nutritional spreadsheet or anything like that. They've literally just done coaching calls. And that's been enough for them to piece everything together in their life to be able to change it in a positive way. So that's how valuable coaching can be when done correctly. Instead of, oh, you went over your calories, try harder this week, or meal prep, or do it exactly like this because that's what got me results and that's what gets people who follow it results. That feels too dictatorship for me. That feels too, if you don't do this, you're not good enough. If you don't do this, you are going to fail. And that would just scare the fuck out of me and I would retreat and I'd go, I'm trying to find a different way to do it because it's not working for me. So I've asked for help and you've basically just said, suck it up, fucking do it. All right, fuck you. I'm not going to give you any more money. I'm not going to keep doing this shit because it doesn't work. Leave a bad review. Don't tell anyone about them because of how bad they are. And they end up losing out in the long run. I never wanted to offer coaching and never do any of those things that would make someone feel that way because of my shit experiences with coaching in the past. That's why, yes, there is a membership site and all the shit on there is going to be super valuable. But more than that, you'll get access to me and I'll help put things together. I've even got clients who run through, sorry, people that were testing it, I should say. Well, they're still technically clients. People who were testing this, they got to module 3 and they stopped there. And 8 weeks later, they were still coming to the coaching calls and they were asking questions, engaging and listening to everyone else. And we had one-on-one conversations outside of that, just through messages and stuff and voice messages, to basically help them through that. Instead of saying, oh, we'll just keep pushing through and do the videos and fucking do this. It's, no, how can I help? You're paying me to give you a service and to give you a result. So I'm going to help you do that as best as I can. Yes, there's a membership site that will help you do that, but that's not for everyone. So I want to help people as best as I can. And that's why I've struggled for so long to put this program together, because it always felt like something was missing. And it always felt like I can't just have a membership site and people pay me and I just keep doing that because it doesn't feel like I'm doing enough. But it's at a point where the feedback from the membership site has been fucking otherworldly. It has been world class and what I was hoping for. It's actually exceeded what I was hoping for. And the coaching calls themselves are something that I've implemented to make sure that you feel like you're not missing out, to feel like you're not just another number, to feel like you can actually connect with someone and something, and you're here helping yourself and helping others and contributing to a community instead of just, I'm going to do this, work in silence and fuck off. If you want to do that, of course you can do that. I'm not forcing you to show up to the calls. But Simply Happy and Healthy is at a point where I know that it is going to change lives. And it is the best thing that I have ever created. And that's why I'm so excited about what is happening. And yeah, I could talk about that for fucking ever. But I suppose for right now, for the podcast anyway, if you never want to fail again, then do the wrong things. It's going to sound stupid, but do the wrong things. If your experience is only like, this is right and everything is wrong, then do something wrong. Because it has to be right. It's basically going against what you think that you know. So do that as best as you can, and I guarantee you that good shit will happen up the other end of it. And you'll start to learn, or you'll come to understand how much better life is when you don't force yourself into doing things you don't even like in the first place to get a result that you think is going to make you happy, but you're doing things that make you unhappy and miserable and more stressed to be able to get to that goal of losing weight so you can then be happy and less stressed. How the fuck does that work out? It doesn't. So if you do things that make you happy and less stressed and you enjoy life, I've got a fucking spoiler alert for you. You're probably going to enjoy life a hell of a lot more and get your goals at the same time. That is what I'm going to teach you. Whether you do one-on-one with me or whether you do Simply Happy and Healthy, both of them have the same philosophy. I'm going to teach you everything you need to know, but make me redundant. If you're happy and healthy, no matter what you do, that's my intention. That is what I want to do for you. That is how I want to help, and that's how I'm going to change the fucking world. So, with that, I think for the podcast, I'm going to say bye. But for everyone listening, if you want more information on Simply Happy and Healthy, I suppose TikTok as well. If you want more information on Simply Happy and Healthy, if it's before October 6th, that's Australian time. So if you're America, you're a day behind at the moment. If you want more information on Instagram, just comment simply and it will automatically send you a founding member code, a discount code, and more information that you can get everything there. If you're on TikTok, feel free to just do the exact same thing and I'll just personally DM you, or you can just DM me with any questions that you have, or it's in my link in bio. Whichever is easiest for you. If you use code founding, FOUNDING 100, founding 100, that will give you a lifetime discount. There are only 15 of them available because I'm only taking on 15 people between now and the end of the year. And, you know, if it gets to the point where I take on more in the new year, then fantastic. I'm not sure if I will. But for right now, there is a lifetime discount with code FOUNDING100. There is a link in my bio, or you can just comment simply and I'll DM you everything you need to know. Otherwise, if you've got questions, comment on any piece of social media or just message me and I'll answer it as best as I can. For the rest of this week, I'm going to be dropping basically a breakdown of Simply Happy and Healthy. Everything that is in it, what each module and video does. I'm going to try and keep it super simple. I'm going to, because I've got that 29-minute video that I'm currently editing and breaking down, but I don't want to post a full 29-minute video and go, here, fucking watch it. So one thing that I think would actually be really cool would be to ask people, what do you struggle with and what do you want to do? And it would be a pain in the ass because it's putting your struggles out there. But what would you like to learn? What would you like to overcome? What do you need the most help with? And then seeing if it exists in Simply Happy and Healthy and say, yep, this video does exactly that. Or this one are ones that will help you through it. And this is what I would short course, or this is what I would do in the interim. So I think it would be cool to just have that there. Because a lot of people feel like they're alone in their problems. And a lot of people feel like, I'm going through this, it's embarrassing, I don't want to talk about it. Or there's no one else in the world that feels the way that I feel. And you would be surprised the amount of shit that is on this, where people are watching these videos and they're getting a lot of relief from it. Because they go, well, if this is the templated video, and this is speaking to my fucking soul, there has to be enough people that Trav has worked with in the past to warrant putting this video here. And it gives them a lot of relief of, oh my God, I'm not alone. Holy shit, this is hitting me in my soul. Yeah, it's a bit emotional sometimes, but it's how do you get results and feel happy? And if you ignore the feelings and just go, nope, I'm not going to feel anything because I'm super logical, well, then guess what? You're never going to feel happy because you're not making room to feel happy. You're not getting rid of the negative shit to be able to feel happy. And we've all seen that video where it's like, oh, this is a dirty mug of water, a dirty glass of water. And if you just focus on getting rid of the negativity, it's going to take forever. But if you just keep pouring positivity in, it gives you a whole new glass of water. It would be fucking amazing if life worked that way. Unfortunately, it doesn't, because there's not just dirt in your life. There's fucking concrete bricks that are living at the bottom of your river. How do you clean up a river without by pouring more water in it? You can't. It's going to cause a fucking flood and homes are going to get damaged and then life is actually fucked. So it would be awesome if life worked like that, where we could keep pouring positivity in. But how it actually works is we have to clean up this fucking lake and we have to take the shit out so that it makes more room for positivity to come in. That's how it's actually going to work. Because if you keep pouring positivity in, yes, it's going to be positive. It's going to be awesome. It'll make you feel good. But there's always going to be something in the back of your head. There's always going to be this little sinking gut feeling of like, okay, this is really good and positive, but I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. When does the bad stuff come? When does that happen? And you're going to be more anxious. And that's still back there. And that's still existing because we, guess what, didn't deal with it. So we have to get rid of the negativity to put more positive shit in. It doesn't mean that you're going to, you know, never be negative again, but you have to make room or give yourself a chance to actually feel positive. Because that's how life works. It would be awesome if we could just do the positive shit. But if you're closing yourself off to feeling anything, then you're closing yourself off to feeling good as well. And when you've done those programs and shit in the past where it has just been lose weight as quick as you can, don't think, don't feel, just fucking do. It's like, yeah, you'll get the tangible results, but are you happy? But did it actually change your life? Did it actually get you what you wanted? And the issue is, I want to lose weight. Cool. Don't ask questions. Don't think. This is how you lose weight. Excellent. And we've been taught, I suppose just reinforced from society and social media, that if you lose weight and look a particular way, you'll be happy. But then there's also, like, for example, Ben Carpenter is an awesome person to follow. He, fitness model, has the shoots where he looks like the epitome of this is health. And he had a lot of chronic health issues. And he said that he was fucking miserable trying to look like that. And there's a lot of people coming out to say, well, getting lean is actually, that was actually when I was at my worst. So it's not about looking a particular way. It's about feeling a particular way. Because if you feel a particular way, you're going to do shit that will help you look a particular way. And they tend to just go hand in hand so goddamn perfectly. But no one gives themselves the opportunity to do that because they go, well, you know, I don't want to do the things that I have to do because last time I did it, I got obsessive. Like, okay, let's find another way to do it. Ah, but I'm not sure I'm going to see results if I don't track it. But you just said you didn't want to because you're obsessive about it. Yeah, but you know, I'd like to know the direction that I'm going, but I'm absolutely going to lose my fucking mind at week 3 because things aren't going the way that I would like it to. Cool. Then let's track, because it sounds like you're already obsessing about the numbers and the food and the calories. You just don't have a meaningful way of tracking it. So let's use the numbers. And when you have that hissy fit or when you have that emotional response or when you lose your shit, instead of going, oh, it's not working and throw everything out, let's look at the anger. Let's look at why it is there. Let's look at why you're obsessive. Let's look at what went wrong here and what we can actually do about it. Instead of going, oh no, it's perfect. It's fine. You're doing super well. Just keep going. Just keep doing everything. No, let's fucking talk about it. Let's bring it up. Let's have the uncomfortable conversation, because if you don't, you'll keep reliving the same fucking thing for as long as you do the things until you get rid of it, until you deal with it. That's my intention, to help you deal with the negative shit so that you don't stay stuck in the cycle of losing weight, gaining weight, losing weight, gaining weight. That's what Simply Happy Healthy does. That's all the fucking videos are built for. There is a video, I have to scroll down on this one because it's going to make me... Module 9. At the moment, the last video that is here. It's called Sustainability. It is literally helping you piece together every video that you have watched in Simply Happy and Healthy. And how to keep it going. How to, if you want to, move away from Simply Happy Healthy and go and give it a go by yourself. There's literally a video in here that says, hey, this is how to not pay me. So go and give that a go. And if you don't want to pay me and you feel like it works, then excellent. Email me. We've done exactly what we were here for. Don't pay me anymore. Keep doing that. And if you feel like you get lost or you have some questions or you've got whatever, just DM me. I'll answer it and help you as best as I can. That's what that video is here for. It blows my mind that this is such a rare concept for coaches and trainers out there. How the fuck has the client not come first for all of these people in the past? It's not about you getting results. It's about the client getting results. Oh my God, this is making me so fucking mad. Which is why I'm passionate about Simply Happy and Healthy, because it goes against fucking everything that everyone has learned from every shit trainer ever. And I used to be one of those shit trainers, but I pulled my fucking head in and I upskilled and learned more and started putting the client first instead of, I got this person this weight loss. No, if they didn't do it, they wouldn't have lost weight. They did it. I guided the way, I gave them some things to do, but they're the ones that actually put in the hard work. I just said, okay, cool, let's do this. And they went and did it. They got results. Fucking amazing. It's not about me. It's not about the coach or the trainer or the professional. It's about you. It's about the client. It's about changing your life. And that's what I want to do. So, yeah. Code founding100, all one word. You get a lifetime discount. There's only 15 spots available for Simply Happy and Healthy. Link in bio or just comment simply on any Instagram post. TikTok don't have fucking automated things as of yet, which I completely understand. But yeah, link in bio. If you've got any questions about anything, just DM me. I'll see you in the next one.